going to talk Washington right now, and of course, all the focus on Powell and Brainard and all the rest of it. Jack Fitzpatrick joins Bloomberg government reporter. Jack, I believe I saw another retirement this morning. Jackie Speier out in California, San Mateo, southwestern San Francisco. There's someone who won with 79% of the vote last time. What's the color of retirements right now as we stagger to the end of the year? What's the distinction this time around of congressional and Senate retirements?
I think the theme is Democrats who, one, have been around for a little while, and two, especially were people pretty close with leadership. If you look at somebody like Jackie Speier, look at John Yarmuth from Kentucky, David Price from North Carolina, these are sort of the mainstream Democrats, especially, that we've seen, who have been around long enough to feel like they were going to leave eventually, and obviously are looking at 2022 and beyond, and yeah, don't see an opportunity for major accomplishments compared to what they're trying to do right now.
And what's so important here with the great wisdom of Jet Fitzpatrick is it's like when they retire, it's like it's less fun, right?
When they retire, it's less. Well, it's going to be less.
No, it's going to be. It's less
regardless.
Fun now. If Pelosi's out, Speier's going, this is going to be less fun, right?
It's about to be much less fun. Democrats are looking at this main reconciliation bill as the last chance for a while. You know, somebody asked Yarmuth when he announced, is it going to be another 10 years like it was early Obama administration? He said, I don't know if it's going to be another 10 years, but it's going to be a matter of years before there can be a real Democratic accomplishment after this bill coming up.
Joining us right now worldwide on Less Fun in Washington, Martin Shanker joins us, of course, running all of our editorial work for media. Marty, you ran Washington for a while. Does Washington and the Biden administration look fun? Remember Vaughn Williams, I think? Now, Vaughn, whatever, the album about JFK when we were kids. Vaughn Meter. People made fun of it.
What?
You know, people made fun of it, right? Are they having fun in Washington from your perspective right now?
I don't think you could call it fun at all.
Yeah, I think it's really changed.
So Marty, give us a sense. Just, we had the Biden presidency here. We've got the infrastructure done. That's a good check mark there. We had a call last night with President Xi. I think that's a good thing. Give us your 30,000-foot view of this Biden presidency here as we start to really think about midterms.
Well, what's interesting is the disconnect between the public polls on policy versus personality. While many of the things in the infrastructure bill and the Build Back Better bill are hugely popular among U.S. citizens, Joe Biden is not. In fact, his popularity ratings, according to the Washington Post poll the other day, are at the lows of his presidency. So this is a communication problem, and what he's doing is trying to fix it.
Let's communicate to Jed Fitzpatrick. What are they going to do to fix that, Jack? Do we see bodies move out in the holiday season? How does a president approach this?
I mean, as it relates to 2022, Democrats have a lot of work to do to just communicate and campaign what they're doing. If you look at polling in general, there doesn't even seem to be much awareness from people that the stimulus check that they got was something that was heavily pushed by the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
They haven't really gotten to the point where they go on the campaign trail. But you know, you've seen Biden at public events, yes, talking about infrastructure, but they haven't entirely gotten into campaign mode because it's still legislative mode. So the campaign season has to start in full at some point for Democrats to defend what they've done.
Jeff Fitzpatrick, thank you so much.